Please welcome Margaret Lang.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. So my story also takes place in 1976. How about that? 1976, I started into college in Santa Maria at Hancock as a music major. So one of the things that I got to do was join the a cappella choir. And this choir was directed by Mr. Glenn Montague, who was a fabulous man. And we went on tour one year, 2 week tour on a Greyhound bus. The deluxe model had a bathroom in the back. And all the way up to British Columbia and back. And we sang our way there at various churches and Mormon temples, because Mr. Montague was Mormon, so he had an inn there. And one of the really cool things about this was that the churches that hosted us, they also hosted us in their homes. So we got to stay with the people and really get to know people, and all up California and Oregon and Washington and into British Columbia. And that was wonderful. And then usually there was a potluck after the performance. And this is where I had my first experience with a tuna casserole. I had somehow managed to avoid that strange creation all my life, because my mother, despite all of the top-notch 60s, 70s recipes that she had gleaned that usually required at least one can of Campbell's soup and something that you could throw into the oven, that was her favorite thing. If you go throw, I'm going to throw something in the oven. I swear every recipe had that at the end. Okay, when you're all done mixing, just throw it in the oven. And she'd say, okay, that's the recipe for me. But no tuna fish casserole, because my mother did not like fish. So here I was at 17, and tuna fish casseroles. Now, but not just one, because it's such a great idea that everyone, at least 50% of the people, had tuna fish casseroles, and you would be surprised at the variations that possible. And the other food was just bowls of various kind of colorless glop. And it's interesting with a potluck, you probably have experienced this, where a lot of times everything tastes somewhat the same. It's like there's this very narrow range of seasoning. And I started thinking about this. I thought, I think there must be in the grocery store, in the spice aisle, like somewhere in between Mexican and Za'atar, there's the potluck seasoning jar, right? And you get that. And that's what you do for a potluck. Just pour that stuff on there. Oh, boy. Well, you know, I don't want to sound ungrateful. It was free food. And we were hungry, because we were young and we'd been singing hard. We got up to Victoria, and this one night we stayed, there's three girls and I, and we stayed in a house that was a really big house, and I'm thinking, these people have money. I bet they're gonna feed us really good. And so we sit down at the table, and we're waiting, and the woman of the household comes in with this very large pot and plops it on the table, and it looked kind of like all the leftover potluck dishes had been put into this pot, and we just looked at each other, and we were just like, simultaneously our spirits sank, and she said, I thought I was gonna have all boys, so I wanted to make sure I had enough food. I was gonna do a roast beef, and oh God, I thought, oh, roast beef, I remember that. Oh, again, we survived. So it was Victoria. We took a ferry to an island, and I guess that was the Victoria Island. Not sure, but anyway, I know we were on a ferry boat to an island. And Mr. Montague was a great one for spontaneous performances. So he's like, okay, boys and girls, get on up there. Let's give them a show. So we all line up in our lines, and here's the ferry boat going left and right and left and right. And we're in this whole Canada and la da 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 da, trying not to be too sick in our tummies. That was a fun thing. And then we get to the Capitol building, which is a looks a lot like our Congress building. So it's a big dome and a rotunda all around on the top. And Mr. Montague says, "Hey, boys and girls, let's get up there and give them a show." And so we line the rotunda, all this the whole choir, and we sing, "Oh Canada," and many other things. And the sound of an a cappella choir in a rotunda in this beautiful big marble building was like nothing I've ever experienced before and ever probably will be again. And I was part of that beautiful moment, and these people looking up at us in wonder. And it's just one of the most beautiful moments of my life. And the other thing that Canada gave me was my first beer in a pub, because you could drink at 19, and I wasn't 19, but I looked awfully lot like 19. And I wasn't much of a drinker then, but it was still kind of fun. We made our way back to California, singing all the way. And I graduated from music from Hancock. And then I stayed with the choir, in their evening choir, and kind of stayed connected. And a few years later, I went to see one of the performances. Mr. Montague was directing the choir, and by that time, he had a little bit of Alzheimer's, and he was needed a little help remembering, you know, where the music was going, and he was very emotional. But I went up to him afterwards, and I said, "Oh, Mr. Montague, I just have to let you know that that tour to Canada was something that it's the highlight. It's one of the highlights of my life. I loved it, and I just want to thank you so much, you know, for bringing me there and for putting that together." And then both of us were crying at that point. And so Glenn, wherever you are, thank you for us singing our way to Canada and back.